This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Need basic information on legal rights on topics like employment, consumer or tenancy issues? Then join Luke and Julia on Lawfully Speaking, next on Plains FM 96.9.
And welcome to another installment of Lawfully Speaking with Luke. Today we're going to be having a little bit of a chat about just generally what are your rights with the police. So first we're going to start on when the police can come into your home. So the police don't have any automatic right to come into your home. If you haven't agreed to it, the police can only come inside if they have the legal power to do so. This could be either because they've gotten a warrant, which is written authority from the court. This could, for example, be a search warrant or an arrest warrant. Or if they're preventing or investigating a crime or enforcing the law. What we're going to be talking about today is when the courts can issue a warrant to the police and what the rules are around using warrants. So what are the rules around executing them? Just generally, if you've agreed to let the police to come inside your home, you can change your mind at any time and the police then have to leave straight away. Unless they've been given a legal power to stay, for example, again, if they see, for example, a cannabis plant or some other illegal drugs. So when can the police come into your home? Entry with a court warrant would be an example of this. The police can come into your house or flat if they have an entry warrant, whether you agree to them coming in or not. A warrant is an official court document issued by a judge or some other court official, often a court registrar. When can the courts issue an entry warrant? So the courts have powers under various acts of parliament to issue a warrant or written authority for the police or other government official to enter buildings or other property to make arrests or investigate or prevent various offenses or to obtain evidence or information. So some examples of these would be the Search and Surveillance Act 2012, the Fisheries Act 1996, the Tax Administration Act, 1994, and the Mental Health Compulsory Assessment and Treatment Act, 1992. Other state officials like custom officers, fishery officers also have search powers as well. What are my rights if the police have an entry warrant? So you have to let the police come in if they have an entry warrant issued by a judge or other court official. The police have to have the warrant with them, and you have the right to see it if you ask to do so. This will allow you to check that the police are keeping to the terms and restrictions stated in the warrant and also get to other relevant information, such as the name of the act the warrant is issued under and what the alleged offenses is supposed to be. The scope of the warrant, that is, who or what the police are looking for and where they're allowed to search, will also be stated on this document. The date the warrant expires, so for example, the police can't use the warrant if the expiry date has already passed, so there'll be a brief window in which they can actually execute that warrant. If you arrive home and find the police there carrying out a search with a warrant, they can hold you there for a reasonable time while they're doing the search. So when can the police enter your home? Entry without a warrant to prevent or investigate crimes would be a situation. So when can the police enter without a warrant? The police can enter your place without a warrant in the following situations. If they're making an arrest, so the police can come into your place to search you for you and arrest you if they've got reasonable grounds to suspect you've committed an offense that's punishable by a prison term. To be able to use this power, the police have to have reasonable grounds to believe you are at the place at that time, and if they don't enter straight away, either you'll leave or interfere with evidence. They can also enter to arrest you if there's an arrest warrant out for you or if you've escaped from prison. So they could also enter without a warrant to prevent crimes. The police can enter to stop a criminal offense being committed that's likely to cause someone to be injured or serious damage to or serious loss of any property. So seizing evidence. So the police can also enter without a warrant to seize evidence. Police can enter your place if they've arrested you, whether at your place or somewhere else, and they've got reasonable grounds to believe there's an evidence at your place that will be destroyed or interfered with if they wait to get a warrant from the court. Also, if they think there's evidence of a serious crime, this would be one punishable by a jail term of 14 years or more, like rape or aggravated robbery, they can enter to seize it whether they've arrested you or not. Emergencies. The police also have a general power to enter without a warrant in case of emergencies. Where an emergency is threatening someone's somebody's life or safety. Also, the police just generally have a right to enter without a warrant to enforce specific laws. A number of acts allow the police or other officials to enter property in order to enforce the particular act, including the Land Transport Act, the Immigration Act, and the Animal Welfare Act as well. So there's also a general implied right or permission to make contact with you. So the police can come onto your section and knock on your door. The police or anyone else can come onto your section or property through your gate or other entrance and walk up to the front door of your house or flat and knock on that door. So as long as they're there for legitimate businesses, for example, if the police want to talk to you as part of an investigation, that would be legitimate business. This is because the law assumes that the homeowners and tenants implicitly give permission for people to do this. In legal terms, the police and others have an implied license to do this, like I mentioned earlier. But this is only a very limited right. It only allows the police to be there up to the point of knocking on your door. If they don't get a response from anyone inside, police must then leave the property at this point in time. The police can ask if they can come inside, and it's up for you then to decide whether you agree to this or not. If you do let them in, you can ask them to leave at any point after that time. For example, if they come in and ask a few questions, you can then stop this at any point and ask them to leave. They have to leave immediately. So search powers. When the police can search you, your home, or your things. So just a quick overview of this section and what we're going to be talking about. There are important restrictions on when the police can search your home, your car, or your bags and other things, and you personally. They can only do it if they have your permission, which would be legal consent, or they have a specific legal power. Either they've gotten a warrant, this written authority from a judge, or in a situation where an act of parliament gives them a power to do it without a warrant. But even if you agree to the search may still be illegal in some situations, which means that, for example, the police might not be able to use things they find as evidence against you if they bring criminal charges in court. So just breaking down that topic into specific categories. So searching your home and property. There are important restrictions on when the police can search your home, outside areas like your backyard and other places such as your car. When they have your permission as the occupier, this is called a consent search. Or a statutory power, that is a legal power given by an act of parliament, which could be with or without a warrant. If the police uses a statutory search power rather than relying on your consent, there are certain steps they have to follow. So consent searches, searching your home or things with your permission. In certain situations, the police are allowed to ask for your permission to search your home or property. If you agree, the police can search your home, vehicle, bag, or other thing under your control if it's for the following purposes. This is either to prevent a criminal offense, to protect someone from being harmed or injured, or to prevent property being damaged or destroyed. Also, to investigate whether a criminal offense has been committed, or to search under specific power granted by an act. The police can't ask for your permission to conduct a search unless it's for one of those four purposes. Before the search, the police officer also has to tell you the reason for the search, and also that you can either give or refuse permission. If the police break any of those rules, the search is illegal. The search can't go beyond what you've agreed to. For example, if the police ask you for permission to search your living room and you've agreed to do this, they can't then also go off and search your bedroom. You may also have agreed to them searching for a limited time, like 15 minutes. You can withdraw your consent at any time, and the police then have to stop the search straight away, unless something has happened to give them a legal power to keep searching. For example, they found illegal drugs. But in that case, there are also some things the police officer have to do before they keep searching, including giving you some important information about your rights. If you're under 14, you can't legally consent to police search unless you've been found driving a vehicle. There's no one else in the car who's 14 or older. So searching your home are things under a search warrant. The police can apply to the courts for a search warrant if they want to search a building or other place like a vehicle, aircraft, or freight container for evidence that a criminal offense punishable by a jail term has been committed. The police have to provide a judge or other court official with information to support their belief that evidence is present there. If the judge is satisfied that there are reasonable grounds for the belief, he or she will issue a search warrant. A search warrant must state with sufficient detail which statutory provision authorizes the search, the place to be searched, the specific items to be searched for, and the alleged offense that has been or will be committed and is the subject of the warrant. Search warrants are issued under and are subject to conditions which usually include the following. The police may only seize items that are referred to in the warrant, but police may seize items in plain view if they believe they have another power to seize the items, such as if they find drugs while searching for a stolen item. A search warrant is valid for 14 days from the date on which it is issued, and a search warrant may be executed at any time of the day or night that is reasonable in the circumstances, whether the occupier of the premises is present or not. So the police officer executing the warrant must have the warrant in his or her possession and must show the warrant if requested by the occupier. A search warrant does not authorize the police to search people found on the premises unless while on the premises the police officer form a reasonable belief that that person on the premises is committing an offense that provides for a statutory power of search. And a search conducted must still be conducted in a reasonable manner. It's also important to note that a search warrant may not necessarily relate to a search for property, but may also include a search for people. For example, a warrant to arrest a person or a place of safety warrant is issued under the Omaranga-Tamariki Act, 1989. So can the police use force when they're searching? When police enter and search your home, whether you're under a court warrant or not, they have to act reasonably. Depending on the situation, this could sometimes include using force. If they're searching with a warrant, the warrant should say specifically whether police are allowed to use force. If the police act unreasonably in carrying out their search, for example, by using excessive force against you or by breaking your things, this could affect whether they're allowed to use any evidence they got from the search when they bring charges against you in court. You may also be able to get a court order for them to pay you compensation for anything that was affected during the search. So the search of a property without a warrant under statutory power. So the police have a power to search buildings, vehicles, and other property without a warrant in certain situations. Here are three of the most common situations. So under the Search and Surveillance Act, 2012, drugs, the police can enter and search a place or vehicle if they have reasonable grounds for believing that it contains certain illegal drugs and a drug offense is taking place or about to take place and is not practical to get a warrant. Under this, again, the Search and Surveillance Act 2012, weapons. The police can enter and search any place or vehicle if they have a reason to suspect that there are firearms, ammunition, explosives, or restricted weapons that are there in violation of certain sections of the Arms Act, or that were used in serious crime. So vehicles, the police have various stop and search powers that authorize them to search vehicles. So, for example, they can search any vehicle not on private land if they've got reasonable grounds to believe it contains evidence of a serious crime. Again, just to reiterate, a serious crime would be one punishable by a jail term of 14 years or more, like rape or aggravated robbery. Specific conditions are set down for the exercise of these powers. It's important to be aware of that. All right, so we're just going to move on to searching you personally. So the police can legally search you if you agree to being searched, so as long as they're searching for something they legally have the power to search for, or have a specific search power under an act, or if they arrest you. So searching you with your consent. The police can search you if you give them permission to search you. Apart from searching inside your mouth with your consent, the police can't do any internal search or cavity search with or without your consent. Only a doctor can do cavity search, and only under certain strict conditions set out in drug laws, specifically the Misuse of Drugs Act. So searching you under statutory authority, or this would be a power contained within an act. So there are several situations when police have the power to search you with or without a search warrant. So drugs. If the police have reasonable grounds to believe you have illegal drugs on you, they can search you. Again, weapons. If the police have reasonable grounds to suspect you're carrying firearms or offensive weapons, they will have a statutory power to search you. So again, just reiterating, we mentioned this earlier, but searching you if you've been arrested. So when the police have arrested you, they have the power to do a rub-down search or a frisk you. This involves the police officer running or patting their hands over your body, outside or inside your clothing, but not inside your underwear. The officer can put their hand into your pockets and require you to lift up or rub your hair to show them the palms of their hands and the soles of their feet or inside your mouth. However, the police can carry out a more thorough search if they have reasonable grounds to believe that you're carrying or have on you evidence relevant to the offense for which they've been arrested, or something that could be used to harm any person or to help you escape. So the police also have a separate power to search you by force if necessary. Any person taken into custody, that is, when they're being held at a police station or in a police vehicle or in any place being used for police purposes. This is a thorough search and is usually carried out in the privacy of the police station. It's important to remember that these searches all have to be done in a reasonable way, and you must be provided with reasonable privacy. So these are requirements if the police search you under a statutory power. So if the police are going to search you under a power granted by an act, the police officer must first caution you, which means telling you that the following. You have the right to stay silent. You have the right to talk to a lawyer in private without delay, and then you can get free legal advice from a lawyer under the Police Detention Legal Assistance Scheme. Anything you say can be noted down and used against you in court. The police officer must also identify him or herself to you and not in uniform produce ID. They must also tell you you're going to be searched and why. The police officer also must tell you the particular statutory power the search is being carried out under, including the name and section number of the relevant act. They must also tell you about your rights in the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act 1990. So, just moving on, what can you do if, about an unreasonable or illegal search? So, a search will be legal if the police went outside their powers. New Zealand's Bill of Rights Act also protects people from unreasonable search and seizure. Whether a search is unreasonable will depend on all the circumstances surrounding that search and the way it was carried out. If you think a police search of you, your home, or your things was illegal or unreasonable, you can complain to the Independent Police Conduct Authority. You could also bring a civil court case for money or damages under the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. For example, to get the police to pay for the cost of any damage they caused to your things during that search. If a search was illegal or unreasonable, or both, the police could bring charges against you in court. The judge may decide not to allow the police to use anything they found in that search as evidence against you. The judge will take into account what the police did and how serious it was, how serious the charges against you are, and the quality of the particular evidence the police want to bring to court, and how important it is to their case against you. So really briefly, we're going to talk about being questioned by the police. Are the police allowed to ask me questions? So if you encounter a police officer when, for example, you're just walking down the street, they're allowed to ask you questions if they think you have useful information about a crime they're investigating. But the police aren't allowed to tell you or suggest to you that you have to answer those questions. So what are my rights when the police are holding me and questioning me? If the police are holding you, whether or not you're under arrest, they want to question you, they first have to tell you these basic rights. You have a right to keep quiet. The police have to tell you that you don't have to answer any of their questions or say anything at all, and you can just stay silent if you want to do so. They also need to tell you you can talk to a lawyer. They have to tell you that you've got the right to talk to a lawyer in private and without any unreasonable delay before you decide whether or not to answer the police's questions. They also have to tell you that you can talk to a lawyer for free under the Police Detention Legal Assistance Scheme. What can you say can be used against you? The police have to tell you that anything you say to them will be recorded and can be given as evidence in court later on you. So just generally, talk to a lawyer before answering all questions. Although it is up to you, it's almost always best not to say anything to the police before you've had a chance to talk to a lawyer. You can talk to one of the free lawyers available, usually by phone, under the Police Detention Legal Assistance Scheme. These are all experienced criminal lawyers, and they can give you good advice about your rights and about dealing with the police. So really briefly, we're just going to talk about some rules for how the police behave when they're questioning you. If the police are holding you and are asking you questions, there are some rules about being pushy and challenging, they're allowed to be. They're not supposed to question you like a prosecution lawyer does when cross-examining you in court. In general, a cross-examination will be there trying to attack you or break you down, your version of the events, asking you leading questions and insisting to you that you're lying to them. Leading questions are ones that suggest directly or indirectly a particular answer to the question, like you stole it, didn't you? By contrast, a question that put in a neutral way, did you steal it, isn't a leading question and would be okay to ask. Also, if the police ask you about things other people have said or about other evidence they have to give you a fair explanation of what was said or what the other evidence is. In other words, they can't lie to you about other statements or evidence they might have as a way of pressuring you to admit to a crime. For example, they can't say that any other person has said that they saw you committing a crime when this isn't true. It's important to note all those rules explained above also protect you whenever the police have obtained enough evidence to charge you with a crime, even if you're not under arrest and the police aren't holding you.